The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Tuesday.
Welcome to Tuesday, April
welcome
the 2nd.
Back to my life.
It's Carl Lindebaum at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning over there to Ashley.
Good morning.
How you doing?
By the way, I've started your book.
What do you think so far?
I like it.
Good.
I like it, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the words fit together. Yeah, so there were,
that's a big deal.
There were no
that's
words
a,
I didn't understand in the first few pages. So I'm just, I'm right there. I was kind of looking for a couple pictures, but that's all right. I can get by it.
Well, I can get you a coloring book once you finish.
Okay.
This
is a new book written by our producer here, and so far it looks good.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's fun.
It's
very just consumable, and it's meant just to be entertainment.
There's nothing wrong with being entertained while you read.
That's the goal.
That's
my
goal
as an author is to entertain my readers.
Well, I like it.
So far, you've captured me. So,
yay.
And now I want to capture Linda with the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Yesterday was April Fool's Day, and can I just add before I get into the weather? Don't post April Fools. It's just to me, you know, there's certain things that get into my craw. Yeah, and I'm going to get a call from that guy that's saying, I'm going to hang up the phone. I'm going to hang up, turn off the radio. Don't post things about people who died and make it an April Fools. Because we're like, Chuck Berry. We're looking on Facebook last night, looking up, Chuck Berry. We're talking about all the musicians that recently have died. And Chuck Berry died. Well, it was last year, but why would they post? Why would someone
like
post that for April Fool's?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
It was that your just, mother.
It just was too
your mother did
strange.
That. Okay, your mother didn't really do that. Does she know about Facebook?
No. I keep saying, Mom, you'd be surprised what you would, how much more tuned in or contacted you would be with in contact with the family. All right, showers likely today with our lows of 52 and our highs of 62, lows of 49. Wednesday calls for high of 64, chance of showers again. Through Wednesday and Thursday, showers again with our highs of 16 and lows of 49. And Friday, heavy rain. High of 58 and low of 47. As we get through Saturday, showers likely mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And Saturday night, showers likely. I like how they say heavy, likely, most likely. I say this every time.
What did you say about Thursday?
Thursday calls for showers, likely.
Likely. See, but starting
cloudy
later in the day.
With a high near 60, chance of precipitation 70%.
Now, Wednesday night, we're looking at 40%. Thursday, we're looking at 70. So I'm
but not till later. Not till later
55
in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not till later in the day, though, because this is the time, you know, Thursday I'm going turkey hunting, and there's these, you know, it's three guys. And if it's pouring down rain, every one of us, I just know, would say, I don't really want to go today. Because it's three guys, nobody's going to be the first one to say, it's raining. Because everybody goes, oh, no, we hunt during the rain. Even though the turkeys just kind of like stay where they are. So you have to kind of hunt them down. You have to put a GPS on them to find them.
Well, you know, cold snap is going to hit a large swath of the U.S. while the East Coast could be pummeled by a brewing strong coastal storm. So just so you know, different places throughout the country are experiencing severe weather as well. 7:09 in the morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM. I know you've got some things to write about, but I...
Reading, here's front page news, is Reading is now a cannabis island.
Oh, thank you.
Because the only place you can buy, you know, the newest places you can buy cannabis is between on the Oregon border all the way down to Sacramento is, well, the city of Shasta Lake, of course, but now Redding. And Redding's getting ready to open up their second business right here. But the owner said, oh, yeah, this is like Cannabis Island. I'm not sure that's what the, you know, I'm not saying anything about it, you know, because, you know, we take advertising just like everybody else does. And we are strong believers in if you're of age, you can pretty much do what you want to do with your own body. If you're underage, you should be put in jail. I mean, if you're selling to people underage, you should be put in jail and the key thrown away. So, but be known as Cannabis Island. I'm not exactly sure that's what the
city council
wanted. Okay, here's really a big judicial decision. Judge Roger Benitez in the San Diego District said the ban on high capacity magazines is, you know, for putting cartridges in is unconstitutional. He says that you cannot you can't ban that because that's part of your Second Amendment, being able to protect, you know, being able to defend yourself, is having high capacity magazines. And he used examples of how it saved people's lives, and when they didn't have a high capacity magazine, they died. Ordinary citizens. So the this immediately stores and different companies, where before, if you tried to buy a high capacity magazine from anywhere else, because you can't buy them in California, they would they refused to ship them to California. So now all of a sudden these companies are going, hey, welcome back to the Second Amendment, so you can buy them again. Now of course the state's going to fight this, but he just said it's unconstitutional to ban those. It's wrong. It used to be you could keep them if you had them before the year 2000. But then they passed another law that says, no, you got to get rid of all your high-capacity magazines, which, of course, is kind of ridiculous. But okay.
And illegal. It's illegal to pass that law.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, we'll see what's happening because there's all kinds of things.
They're going to be fighting this one.
The Supreme Court seems to be in the middle of a rare public feud over how the death penalty should be enforced. The justices have been bitterly divided over the execution of Muslim inmate in Alabama who claimed his religious rights were violated because he could not have an imam with him in the execution chamber. There have been two other recent death penalty cases that raised the question of a person's rights in the final hours. One involved a request for a Buddhist spiritual advisor in the execution chamber, and another, an inmate claimed a lethal injection would cause him severe harm and suffering.
Well, I'm not sure exactly why it's such a big thing if somebody's in the chamber with them. I mean, if it was a Christian, if it was a Methodist or a Catholic, would that be okay? Or is it just nobody is in there with them? Is that what the law is?
I'm not really sure, but we're going to find out more about that.
And lethal injection, they've had some instances where the lethal injection looks like it has caused some pain, but, you know, frankly, usually the people being put to death are, you know, it's pretty heinous crimes. And then again, oh, it's not right to kill a person. Well, that's not true.
Wait, what were you going to say, Ashley?
Oh, I was wondering if I could have a real legitimate Jedi in my execution chamber.
Maybe it's like, oh, I'm sorry, we have no imams in Alabama, so we're going to have to import one for some place. Maybe that's it, but I doubt it.
How much effort is the state required to go through for this? It's like, yeah, if it's a bishop down the street who's willing to come, sure. But, I mean, if it's some, like, if it's a relatively obscure religion where you have to go find the people and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I can understand that. But it still doesn't seem to me that having somebody present for them at the end, maybe they have found God or Allah. Okay, what's the next one?
Brexit.
Oh.
Time for your Brexit update.
Gosh.
Things
you know
are still a mess.
They voted to leave the European Union. What is the problem?
Rejecting four different alternative options to Prime Minister Theresa May's unpopular Brexit plan. The options included two proposals to keep Britain in a customs union with the European Union that narrowly missed out on a majority. But today, May will hold a mammoth five-hour meeting of her cabinet to try to bust the deadlock and possibly get her withdrawal agreement back into consideration. Rumors have also swirled that Prime Minister is considering a snap election as one way of getting more clarity on the whole situation. The UK government has denied that it could use it, that this could be an option, but they're approaching serious crunch time. If no deal or agreement is reached, the UK will crash out of the European Union on April 12th. Now, when we were in Ireland and, all of the breaking of the unions, mm-hmm. breaking apart was, they were on pins and needles. It was interesting to see that they they're so much more engrossed in their, what's happening with their politics than we are in America.
Oh, I don't think that at all. I think that a lot of people, yes, in a way, but see, they were looking at their Brexit was like our presidential election. There's where it happened. And if you notice it was the same kind of response. Brexit happened and nobody thought it would, but the people voted it in. Trump got elected. Nobody thought it was going to happen, but the people voted him in. Though some people will say he lost the popular vote. No, he lost Los Angeles. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. The 25th anniversary banquet is going to be Saturday, April 27th. 25th anniversary with a special 25th anniversary commemorative rifle that's going to be raffled off that night. But you got to be there to get it. They have hunts now for elk, duck, goose, pheasants, African game hunts, and photo safaris, fishing trips. They have it all. And you can buy a ticket for $60 per person or $90 per couple. So find somebody you want to go with and come as a couple. A little bit of humor there. Okay, or you, for $880, you get eight dinner tickets, $800 in drawing tickets, and 2 1-in-5 donor table gun tickets. Yes, you got a good chance of winning guns. We've won guns here before. Linda's won several guns. Going through the Safari Club International, it's a great place. It's a leader in protecting your right to hunt. It protects the habitat. Think of it as your NRA of hunting. Safari Club International. We'll be right back with Johnny T.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking wild, the sun is sinking low, we could go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely. Fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
All right, everybody. 96.5. We're looking forward to it because it gives us a wider range. We're going to talk to you a little bit before we have our special guest on about the Red Bluff Roundup. It was the first Northern California rodeo ever. Red Bluff drew a national attention in 1988 when it hosted one of the seven challenge champions match rides between 1987 World Bull Riding Champion Lane Frost and 87 Bull of the Year Red Rock. Hometown hole from Growney Brothers who had...
I think it's a hometown bull.
Well, does it say a hole or bull?
No, it says hole, but it means bull.
Oh, well, it's a hole and a bull.
It's
okay.
A whole bull.
All right, so in a hole means that, you know... Anyway, Red Bluff Roundup. We're looking forward to telling you about it. And there's going to be barrel racing, saddle bronco riding. It's 19th through 21st, so we're just letting you know now.
And we've got tickets.
Get your tickets at redbluffroundup.com. We'll give tickets away in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
So be listening for that.
All right.
Welcome back to the show. And we're really looking forward because this morning we have a very good friend of ours, a very outstanding Italian of the Year.
Thank you so much.
Good morning,
for remembering
John.
Me.
How are you?
Good John, morning. Good morning,
John. It's O'Rourke.
Yeah, right. And you throw Beto in there. I'm walking out. I'm telling you right now,
John Beto O'Rourke.
There we go. Thank you guys for allowing us to come in and talk about another community event, as you always do. That's how people are finding out and being able to go to events in our fine city. So that's why I'm here today. But I also want to point out, in the spirit of the Heritage of the Grange, I brought you some very nice local pears. Doesn't seem like that big a deal, but once you bite into them, you'll be glad I brought them.
Now, are these pears off of your orchard?
No, you know where I got these? The Palisadro Community Guild, one of the other guilds around here. They have a farmer's market every Thursday, so I go out there and buy some everything from soaps to produce.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, every Thursday. They call it the 50-mile farmer's market. So generally think that 50 miles radius, they bring in some local growers and people that make soaps and pies.
Is it down there by Holiday Market in that area?
It's across the street. There's the four corners where you go into the school there. You go down with the old Alturas.
Right.
And it used to be the mill, the Palisadro Grange. Now it's known as the Palisadro Community Guild.
It's where Bob and Brenda had their,
oh, excellent.
You
guys
have been along. I know you've been to the facility.
Well, the Redding Community Guild was formerly known as Redding Grange.
Correct.
This and on Cedars Road. So now you can put it in your head that Cedars Road, in that area. But you're going to be having an event on April 14th that this is your annual scholarship fundraiser.
Correct. It's the one and only fundraiser that our little group does. I say little group because there's whittled down to about a little bit more than two dozen of us, but we put this on every year to generate funds. Every penny will go to a scholarship, and we've been able to get two scholarships, $1,000 scholarships out to some very deserving local kids. We get enough butts and chairs, we'll make it $3,000. So that's why we're here, getting your support, get some more people to come down. Don't cook that day. You're not going to get a better $12 plate of food, and I want to hear from people. I'd like to pre-sell some tickets, but if you show up at the door, we should have plenty of food. I just got to be sure to have enough meatballs on hand. That's the thing.
So you're going to have a farmer's market on this day.
Yes.
This will be from 1 to 7 p.m. Again, mark your calendars, April 14th, because I know people are looking. You know, it's birthday time start to come up, summer, Easter, little things that you could stick in baskets, and you can send friends, save for friends. Because I know we have a little closet, so when we find little goodies, we put stuff away all year long.
Shop throughout the year. That's the way to do it. Speaking of little goodies, we have a really good list of, again, local vendors that support us, the guild, and us in the community. Your Ace Hardware's Al's Saw Shop, Beyond Welding and Fabrication. They do metalwork like nobody's business. Boundary Waters. Colt 45s. Rick gave me two general season passes.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got wheelbarrows. We've got Holiday Market is donated. Say Lulu's, of course, backs us up all the time. Lulu's Fine Eating and Drinking Establishment. Frankie's wife has made a couple homemade purses. My wife's made a wonderful wreath, as she always does. Tractor Supply, Wind Tour Guards, all these folks will be giving us, have donated items. We're going to have a great raffle.
That's so, in other words, you buy tickets. You buy like a strip of tickets and you stick them in the bags.
And yes, and what I like to do is we'll have the cans out there so you could win something that you really want.
For $20, you get a strip of tickets as long as Frank Rose is tall. So, in other words, you get 12 tickets.
I was just going to say, you know, depending on the shoes he's wearing, it could be as many as 13 tickets.
It could be. It's right.
So, spaghetti and meatballs, salad, garlic bread. You know, you can drive through as well if you're on the fly and you're like, oh, I want to support this. So,
come on in. We have plenty of to-go boxes. Right. That's exactly right, Linda.
Right, to-go boxes.
But. Yeah. Our ladies and gents will be making homemade desserts, a lot of cupcakes, and then we'll also have All About Pie. They'll have their booth there. So for the sweet tooth, you're all set up. There'll be plenty to eat. And, again, it's a good meal. It's a great cause. I mean, we're looking at the application scholarships now. You wish you had one for every one of these kids because they're all very deserving, some sharp individuals.
So when you call it the Reading Community Guild,
yes,
aren't this a bunch of Italians?
Yes.
Okay.
Another good point.
Why are we even talking about Italians here?
Well, because the members in this group here, believe it or not, about 95% of them are also very active members of the Sons of Italy. The Sons of Italy and the Reading Grange have had a relationship for 30 years now. You know, most people know that building is the Sons of Italy Hall.
Right.
Which it is. They have leased that building from the guild, rather. It's the guild's property donated to them in 1952. And I know the building was done in 52. I don't know exactly when the property was donated. But the bottom line is most of the guild members of the Old Grange, same organization, they're also Sons of Italy members, and we partner. You go up to the building, there'll be the guild sign, there'll be the Sons of Italy. It's the home for two great organizations. So.
Okay, so this is all about all the organizations together. Under the Reading Community Guild that's giving the scholarship.
No, the guild is a little group, stands all by itself. Formerly, again, the Grange, the agricultural Grange, the history is with agriculture. And it's the guild now, it's changed. But we stand alone as a little group of 24, and we do this fundraiser. And every year, I'm very proud to say, we give out dictionaries to all the third grade students in this area. To date, we've given out 2,400 dictionaries. Some of these kids, it's the first book they've owned all by themselves. And we do that every year. Those are two big projects. And then the rest of the year, most of us are busy with either Sons of Italy stuff. And, again, Sons of Italy partners with who? Asphalt Cowboys.
Right.
We partner with the Exchange Club when they do the wonderful air show. And you guys are in the middle of all this. Oh, Rick Bassett and the Colt 45s. We're partnering with them, working on the park. So it's all these organizations working together, making things right in the community.
Now, where can somebody, if somebody cannot make this event, but they really want to donate, would they love the idea of the scholarships for kids. How do they, do you have a website?
We have a website that you could contact. Well, I'm going to use, again, partnering up our Sons of Italy, Reading, California. If you send a note in there to the guild, we'll get it because we're partnered up. And also, the easiest website in the whole county, JT, Juliet Tango, right? JT at Shasta.com. Send me a note. We'd love to have your donation.
JT at Shasta.com. You know what, Johnny T and Frank and all you guys out there, you all do so much. You know, the Sons and Daughters of Italy and the things you do to raise funds for, like, scholarships and helping people. And I tell you what, during the camp and car fires, you guys were out there also helping. And, I mean, it's, you all are such an integral part of the community. We're taking back South City Park because of your organization. One of the reasons we're taking it back is the organization of Sons and Daughters of Italy with your bocce ball.
There you go, and thank you for pointing that out, and that would be able to. You're reminding me, Salvation Army. We partner with them. We've done a fundraiser for them down there, and thanks again, Carl. I'm going to get fined because I didn't say sons and daughters.
So well, you know what you should be.
I'm going to get fined for that one.
You didn't say it five times.
Yeah.
No, I had to bring it in just to save your life because you walked back in there.
That's another one I owe you.
There you
go. We're really, really pleased.
That's what Marines are here for, to help
you. Oh, here we go. The first Navy gig is in.
They carry those other services on our back. You know,
here
what?
We go.
You know,
our, year would not be complete if we didn't have John sitting in the chair at least once a year to tell us about
once a year.
What you're involved in. And,
probably several times a
well,
year.
Well, I know, but, you know, this is the first time I think maybe in this studio.
This is great, by the way. What a nice, and the artwork and your new sign out there in the studio.
Thank you.
You guys are busy too. You got Armstrong and Getty on. I hope that's working out for you.
Oh, we love
because
it.
I think that's a nice addition
and
to your lineup.
And we need to thank Karen at Wonderland Signs because they're the ones who designed our signs and Steve did our graphics and we've got a lot more to do because we're rebranding. The whole thing is new. Yeah. So thank you for noticing.
It's those people wonderful. Who thought that our last signs and our branding was a crosshairs on Africa. That's not what it was meant to be.
Oh.
It wasn't even a crosshairs. It was supposed to be a microphone type thing and, you know, and shortwave. But obviously, but the guy did say, he said, I'm sure Carl wouldn't have done that on purpose, probably subconsciously. Yeah. And I went, I don't do anything subconsciously.
You can imagine just anything you want from any kind of picture,
anyway,
right?
But try and get something out of this one. But we
so
have to
Reading
run now.
Community Guild. Yes. Okay, April 14th,
yes.
1 to 7, eat in or take out. There'll be a farmer's market, a craft fair, a spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit their annual scholarship fund. And they
correct.
Do $1,000 or $2,000 individual $1,000 scholarships.
We do two $1,000
right.
scholarships. Like I said, if we get enough folks in there, we'll kick it up to three. Every penny is going to go to these scholarships. And a great bunch of kids. Great community. Thank you guys for supporting us as well as the other organizations to be able to put these fun things on. So don't cook that day. You're not going to get a better meal.
Community supports us. We support our community.
Copy
that.
We're going
to take
you, Frank.
Quick break here. And we're going to be right back after these messages with One Safe Place. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And something just horrible happened back on the East Coast we need to talk about.
On top of spaghetti. Oh, covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I'm always
in
late.
The studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil, Bill, Dana, and all of them back there. Do you know they started in 1967? And you know what the most popular movie was in 1967?
What?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, we just watched the whole thing on that.
And the most popular TV show, The Andy Griffith Show. Now I'm looking at two young ladies and say, who are those people?
They know exactly. Trust me, they watched Andy Griffith in their life, and they probably have watched something regarding Bonnie and Clyde.
If you know anything
Absolutely.
About Diesel,
I
you know that.
Yes, Top Gun.
That Diesel.
New Top Gun? I don't know. Okay. Go on about Top Diesel. Go ahead. You're reading a commercial.
It's just a commercial.
Okay. I didn't know that. Go on. Good morning, everybody. KCNR 96.5.
If you know anything about diesel, you'll know that you need diesel exhaust fluid. They have a diesel exhaust fluid that's DEF, bulk facility. And if you're using if you have them in your truck that you're driving around town, you need DEF in it. And they produce it right here. SST Oil, been in the business 52 years here. Great employer. It's owned by the employees, SST Oil.
Can I say something about this company?
Yeah.
They also were very responsible when the fires happened to get in there and get fuel to all of the people that were so hit. And recently we just came down on 299 from the coast, and we came in the back way of Whiskeytown. And, boy, I'll tell you, my heart was so heavy. We saw such, you know,
devastation
and damage. And know that when those firefighters are out there and trucks are out there, how do they refuel? Companies like SST Oil were in there in the fight. So we support them, and they've been incredible partners with us, and we just encourage you to, you know, check them out.
That's right. You can get your fuel cards from them. There's a lot of things that SST Oil does, including kerosene heaters and water heaters and heating your house, all that. Hey, we're here with our friends from One Safe Place, Christine Hixenbaugh and Cassara Nance. And, you know, last week they were on, and people said, why are they back on again? Because we were kind of rushed last week because we had the hunting show going on, and people were making turkey call sounds in the background and all this. But the thing is, this is Sexual
Boys
Assault Awareness Month, and something happened a few days ago that just kind of really drives this home. And this, of course, is that horrible, horrible incident where a young lady who was at a bar with her friends didn't want to drive home. Calls an Uber.
So she's being responsible.
The car pulls up. She looks at it and gets into the back seat. The guy's got childproof locks on the back door. Drives off. She's raped and murdered. They catch the guy.
He's in custody.
But the thing is that it's again, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And she made a mistake. And the sheriff is on today.
Well, on one of the channels this morning was talking about 8 words that could help save your life. And I really think this is something that as these tragedies happen, it's more education as we go in and we talk about what is awareness. Well, Uber happens to be like what we're doing now to go to the theater, to go join friends because we don't want to drink and drive. We want to be responsible. Or it's late. We just don't feel like we want to be responsible finding a parking place and dealing with the fact that somebody might be hiding behind a car. So the 8 words are, do you know my name or what is my name? And that Uber driver should know your name. You are blah, blah, blah. And what is your name? And his name would be blah, blah, blah. And that would be in your phone who the driver is, and the driver would know who you are, the official Uber driver. Plus, so I just want to pass that on.
Plus, you have a description of the car and the driver's license. Now, if you've been drinking, you may not, you know, driver's license, and I don't know what kind of car it is, but you should be able to say, what is my name? And if it's not the Uber driver, he's not going to know. Okay. At that point, you step back.
So these are things that will be, I'm sure, implemented. And it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so we're so happy to have One Safe Place with us this morning. Good morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you.
So who wants to start?
Well, I just want to take a quick moment. I don't believe that that woman made a mistake.
No.
She called an Uber. She was being responsible. Yes. The mistake was on the perpetrator of violence.
Right. So did you say, send?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But, and you're right. It's like she should not be blamed for that, except she didn't check, you know, before she got in. But how many people do check?
No, you don't, because you're...
Well, but you know, I know you use Uber. They come out, and usually, see, they call, or they send you a message that says, hey, we're outside. And, you know, when you're using Uber, they usually send something that says, you know, hey, we're here.
Well,
and
things can
they're
get
gonna
foggy.
Wait for a couple minutes. Well, I understand.
Anyway.
I'm not arguing that the girl should be punished at all. She's, I mean, God knows the horrible thing that happened to her. What you're saying is she'd be able to step in a car anyway.
Yeah, you have a right to be safe. And it's not, the focus shouldn't be on the individual, like, oh, I need to take all these necessary steps so I don't get sexually assaulted. It should be, hey, everyone, let's not sexually assault other people.
Right.
Everyone has that sort of right to safely interact with other individuals, whether they've been drinking or not, whether they're in an Uber or not, whether they accidentally got into the wrong vehicle after, you know, waiting for their Uber, having a couple of drinks. Everyone has a right to feel safe within their community.
But I also, and I agree with you. First of all, I agree with you, Cassara, 1,000%. But there's also predators out there. Bad, evil,
monsters.
People, monstrous people. And you also have to be aware of that. And that's when we teach, is we teach people to be kind of like a people watcher, mm-hmm. that you're watching about what's going on around you. I mean, I like to think of it as people watching. You're walking down the street, you're looking, and you're kind of also taking responsibility also for your life. Now, that should have never happened to her. And you are right. Nobody should have to go through the idea of sexual assault. By the way, one out of every six people being sexually assaulted under the age of 18 is a male. And I got that from y'all last week.
Right.
It's
That's
just,
right.
But we live in a society where, unfortunately, we have predators out there, and we let predators out there. They just released under this new bill in California, if you rape somebody while they're unconscious from being drunk, that they're letting them out of jail now, which
right.
is just one of those. I mean, we live in that type of society.
Well, what we want to do is change the culture so that we
Absolutely.
Don't raise children to become predators, right?
Right, right.
And so we do want to believe in a society that does protect
right.
all people, and ensure that these things aren't happening, right?
So I would love to hear, you know, when you're with your outreach at One Safe Place, and we have 2 minutes before we have to take a break on this segment. The question would be, and maybe you can ponder the question, and we'll talk about it on the coming back after the commercial break. But recently I heard these not the actual number statistics, but after you've had like a trauma where our county and our Shasta mm-hmm. County and Paradise and all of the places have had, you know, fires, people losing their homes, that there's a trickle-down effect that happens in the homes with some people with domestic violence, outrage, loss, whatever it is that triggers people. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know if you're teaching that as we're going into this awareness month, as we are in the awareness month, and if so, like how one can see the signs and what to look for under unusual stress in a community, which is what we're going through right now.
We're also going to be talking about walking a mile in their shoes, which is starting behind us. So we'll be right back with Cassara Vance and Christine Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place. 7:44 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be raining today, tomorrow, and not until like noon on Thursday. And then again on Friday and probably this weekend. We'll be right back.
And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And go.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson's Peak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here. 7:49 in the morning, currently 54 degrees. Yes, it will be rainy with showers today. Our lows, overnight lows, will be 49 and our highs will be 62. Rain throughout the week. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models. Go to homecomfort.org. By the way, they are our heating and air conditioning people of choice. And with us this morning, we're talking to two great ladies who have are with One Safe Place, and we're talking about, you know, that it is sexual is it a Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And
Sam.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit before the break. Let's talk about what you're doing for the Awareness Month outreach. We do have some fundraisers we're going to pay some attention to because we want everybody to know, show up and donate, and let's share in some information. But tell us what's happening with this month when you're trying to, are you going out to colleges and high schools and classes and putting on programs? Share with us.
Well, we're always out at Shasta College. I myself am stationed out there 4 days a week as part of the Shasta Cares program, Campus Advocacy Resources and Education for Safety. Mm-hmm. And we are actually kicking off the month with our Take Back the Night. That's going to be a on-campus event. It's open to all of the students of the Shasta College campus, but also anyone and everyone in the community. It's really a community-based event. At the beginning, we're going to have a lot of folks out in the quad. They're going to be our campus and community partners, and they are all going to have information and resources on what to do following a sexual assault or sexual harassment, what sort of resources are available for people, how they can access those resources. Because sometimes folks just don't know. They don't know what to do next. They don't know any sort of preventative steps, and it's all going to be there in an educational format. And then as a fun little bonus for visiting all of the booths and gathering up all of this amazing, important, life-changing knowledge, they're going to be entered into a couple of raffles. Turtle Bay was generous enough to offer a fantastic donation. I don't want to give away what it is. I want everyone to come and see us at Take Back the Night. But we've partnered with a lot of really great folks. Like Starbucks is going to be there providing warm drinks and snacks because, I mean, it is looks like it's going to be a rainy April for us. And then the evening is going to culminate in a survivor speak out. And this is a really important space for a lot of folks because this can be the first time that they're telling their story. So we're creating a safe space to hear them, to help them either begin or continue their healing. And there's going to be a lot of confidential folks like myself kind of just out and about in the crowd, checking in, available for a quick chat and to kind of distress or diffuse a situation.
So what would you say if you were to share with our listening audience now that since you've been at Shasta College in this particular position, what has been your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway is probably how receptive people are to information because they don't know what they don't know. So whenever you go in there with something and it's like, hey, I know that we've talked about consent for sex stuff, but are you practicing consent in your every like day-to-day stuff? Like, hey, can I shake your hand? Hey, can I give you a hug? Hey, can I borrow your pencil? Can I have a sip of your coffee? Those are all ways of practicing consent. And the more you practice something, the more natural and easy it is.
You know, isn't it funny how you'll say things. I mean, I would no sooner reach for somebody's cup of coffee without asking them or for their pen or for something like that than I would. I mean, I can't imagine doing that. And yet you don't ask, hey, do you mind if I kiss you? Mm-hmm. Though sometimes you do that. But, I mean, those minor things like that are just kind of are automatically done because it's being polite. So I guess being polite all the way through when you're asking consent is just it's politeness in a way.
It's honoring their no. Yeah. If someone says, no, I don't really feel like a hug, hey, that's okay. Cool. Do you want to like fist bump instead?
Right.
Can
right.
we high five?
Yeah.
And some people might be germophobias and just like, don't touch me. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool. Then let's talk. You know, what, 2 feet, 3 feet? But you know,
I think it's a 5 foot radius.
You know, it's a 5 foot radius.
You're wearing like a large hula hoop, but you can't come in any closer than this.
But
and
truth,
then as you get to know them better, it gets smaller and smaller. You've got like 15 of them.
Truthfully, though, I mean, seriously, Carl, I know that's funny, but we're talking about the fact is that we're getting to a place that we're trying to be respectful, and it's not mm-hmm. one size fits all. It's, you know, people maybe they've had severe trauma, and let's go in and talk a little bit. Before the break, we talked about what have maybe the uptick? Have we seen, can we talk about the numbers maybe that's happened in One Safe Place since the, we got 4 minutes left. We know we're going
to
talk about some of the fundraisers.
We also need to talk about Walk a Mile in Their Shoes.
We will. But I want to ask if there's an uptick since we've had the fires as far as domestic violence.
You do see it as an additional stressor. In most cases, it's not the cause, but it's there to exacerbate an already existing issue because there are additional stressors within the home. So we have seen an uptick in our clients that have been adversely affected by the fires through their intimate relationships.
Okay. Now, the once they, or it's the Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. When's that?
Yeah, well, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is going to be taking place April 13th at California Street Labs, which is 1313 California Street. It's right on the other side here from your spot. So it's in that old police station building, the big roll down.
Yeah, it's right behind us right here.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's
right
great.
Right there, right in the parking
brand
lot right
new
there.
Place.
It's a great venue.
Hang, yes.
Yeah.
And this is, which year is this? This has got to be, what, the 13th?
12th.
12th
right.
year for this. Mm-hmm. I was in one of the original ones when it first started, and it was just...
It's wonderful to see, you know, some of the Montro guys come out in red high heels and painted toenails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're still doing high heels.
Yeah, they're still doing high heels. We are very gracious in, you know, inviting men to wear slippers or others in flats, something like that.
Okay.
Right?
Just
so that everyone can
just
participate.
Want to
just walk.
And this isn't such a fundraiser. This is just a participatory.
This is an awareness event.
Yeah.
We're not fundraising so much, but this year we are, we are lucky enough to have McConnell match dollar for dollar.
So if you do raise money, if you donate during that time frame, McConnell's going to match it dollar
right.
for
it's
dollar.
It's not a fundraiser, but we are accepting donations.
Donations, of
right.
course you are.
Yeah.
And this is going to be on April the...
April 13th.
13th. And it
yep.
starts when?
It starts at 11 a.m. Check-in's going to be 11. We're going to start walking around 11:30.
You have to check in because you have to sign a waiver.
A waiver. A liability
we're
waiver.
In
yep.
case you fall off your heels,
yep.
you
but,
can't sue One Safe Place.
Yes. Yeah. Don't sweat it, though. We will have first aid booths around the walk.
Band-aids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I should give you the location.
There's a beer
somewhere
place.
Along Placer Street is where we're going to be doing the judging.
Oh, the judging.
Oh,
I thought,
yeah.
thought there was going to be like a beer, like a beer stop. Like, you know, no
you
beer
know,
stop.
You know, that's possible, too. That's, yeah.
You know, anything's possible in Reading.
Yeah, the Reading Fashion Alliance is going to be doing our judging.
Okay.
So.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
But we will be enjoying some beers, and we'll have kombucha on tap as well for those who won't be drinking. You won't need an Uber. And we'll be having, it's going to be really family friendly. We'll be having some games and food and live music.
Well, time goes by so quickly when you all come here, and I know we have to do commercial breaks and we get into, you know, the outreach. But I think next time you come on, it would really be interesting to hear in the month of May what some of the statistics are so far in, we'll be up in 5-6 months at that point. In 2018, what you've seen that's happening with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I think people like to hear that. And what kind of movement you guys are doing, new programs, new, which happened with, you know, when we did this program, we had this many, you know, people show up. And from that, we had, I don't know how many people that came through or came forward, because that's a big thing. In order to heal, you have to come forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're here with
or reveal,
Christina,
however you want to say that.
Hexenbaugh and Kassara Nance from One Safe Place. Sexual Assault Awareness Month. There's a lot of things going on. Take Back the Night, when?
April 3rd at 7:30 on the Shasta College Quad.
And it's
yeah.
not just for Shasta College students, it's for everybody.
For everybody.
And April 13th at 11 o'clock, show up for Walk a Mile in Their Shoes in the old police station right here on California Street.
Right.
Okay.
We have a couple other events, too, coming up in April.
Okay, where? Quick.
We've got April 5th is our OSP benefit show at the DIP. It's going to be starting at 8 p.m. They're going to have live music, raffle. All donations will be matched by the McConnell Foundation to benefit OSP and survivors
okay.
of DVSA.
And the second one?
April 24th is National Denim Day. We're going to be asking everyone to wear jeans to support survivors of rape. This is in reference to a case in the 90s in Italy where a young woman was raped by her driving instructor. The instructor was arrested. and convicted of rape. Years later, he appealed, and the Italian Supreme Court overturned the conviction, stating that the victim was wearing very tight jeans. She must have helped remove them. Thus, the protest began, and we wear denim jeans in support. So that's going to be on April 24th. We ask everyone to wear jeans.
Okay, and we're going to be you're going to be hearing this on a couple public service announcements today too.
Hey, this is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Coming up, we have a very special guest talking about her big downtown business, as well as like how is downtown affecting you. This is your talk radio, Carla Linda Bott, 8 o'clock in the morning.
They issue a subpoena for the full Mueller report. The Justice Department says could be a few weeks before the report is ready for release, but Democrats want it today. President Trump heaping criticism on Puerto Rico, the latest clash over disaster relief.
With the disaster aid bill stalled in the Senate, the president is blasting Puerto Rico's elected leadership as grossly incompetent and foolish. He tweets that after receiving $91 billion in hurricane relief, all their local politicians do is complain and ask for money. The president says he's the best thing that ever happened to Puerto Rico. At the same time, he claims that additional funding for the island would hurt U.S. farmers and states. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is not backing down on his threat to seal the southern border. This is official shift personnel to deal with what the administration says is an urgent crisis on the border with Mexico. A software fix for the beleaguered 737 MAX jetliner will apparently take a bit longer than first thought.
Boeing and U.S. aviation administrators are indicating more time will be needed to finish changes to a flight control system on the 737 MAX airliners. Boeing was expected to complete the work last week, but an FAA spokesman said Monday the company needs more time to make sure all issues were identified and addressed. The MAX aircraft were grounded around the world in mid-March, following the March 10th crash of an Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 jet shortly after takeoff. In addition, to approval from the FAA once changes are made, Boeing will also need clearance from safety officials in Europe and China. I'm Mike Rossia.
On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 88 points. Blue chips, though, still trading above 26,000. The NASDAQ, 8 points higher, and the S&P 500 index down 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The EU's chief negotiator says Britain's disorderly exit from the European Union without a deal is becoming more likely after the UK Parliament again rejected alternatives to the government's Brexit pact.
Michel Barnier also made the point that he hears from lots of European businesses who say, please, and the uncertainty now, and that maybe a long extension isn't a very good idea. So Michel Barnier doing what he always does in these situations, not delivering some dramatic soundbite, but just laying out all the options, spelling out some of the costs, and asking the UK to choose.
The BBC's Adam Fleming. The World Trade Organization has cut its forecast for trade growth this year by more than a percentage point to 2.6% due to an economic slowdown and amid a trade conflict between the U.S. and China. The downgrade from 3.7%, the forecast issued in September, reflects how quickly the prospects for global business are fading. News and analysis at townhall.com. Kellogg's sells its Keebler brand.
The Elves are getting a new boss. Kellogg's is selling its iconic Keebler cookie brand for $1.3 billion. Also being divested by Kellogg's are the famous Amos and Mother's Cookies brands. The buyer is Italian confectionery company Ferraro. All totaled, Keebler and the other brands generated $900 million in 2018 sales.
Correspondent Keith Peters. Greek Prime Minister Tsipras has arrived in North Macedonia, the first official visit by a Greek leader following decades of strained relations between the two Balkan nations. Outside the country's main government building, Tsipras posed for a selfie with his North Macedonian counterpart. The former Yugoslav Republic officially changed its name earlier this year from Macedonia to North Macedonia. That move settled a dispute over its name with Greece. That dispute lasted nearly 3 decades. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460. Just a quick traffic alert for everybody. If you are in the Cottonwood area, then we do have a vehicle sticking out partway in the middle of the road, so be aware. We also have a lane closure in Red Bluff area. So here we are. Linda has our weather.
Good morning, everybody. We're sitting here talking, and I am not seeing you through the glass. Good morning, Katie.
I'm doing a jig here to get your
96.5. You want to hear the music. That's what's happening here. 1460 AM, your talk radio here on our beautiful Tuesday morning, 8:06. Did you see that, Carl?
Yeah, but I didn't come to think of it. I didn't. I just looked at it, and I thought it was 8:03, and next thing I know, it's 8:06.
Okay.
Hey, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is the 2nd of April, 2019, 8:06 in the morning.
All right.
And what are we doing for weather?
All right, here we go. Showers with our overnight lows tonight of 49, our highs of 62. Tomorrow calls for a high of 64, chance of showers again with our lows of 50. And Thursday, showers likely with a high of 60 and our lows of 49. And Friday, heavy rain with our highs of around 58 and our lows of 47. As we progress through the weekend, again, showers and just chance of showers. That's what it looks like, little gray boxes around the whole top of the paper here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts always welcome. 365-3793.
A portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts only at Clyde's. Been in the business 47 years. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call, 221-4144.
Can we just, can you bring in some music? Can we have a little music right now?
Okay.
Just bring something in, like what we missed when we started the show, so we can introduce our guests like real showtime. Do you want to put your headphones on, girl?
Okay.
You don't have to, but I just think you're going to hear everything much better. Oh, yeah, like, hello, we're live.
I feel like I'm on an airplane.
Welcome to KCNR 96.5. Good morning on this Tuesday morning, and we have a very special guest. Well, besides Ken Murray being in the house and Carl and Linda Bott here with Free Fire Radio, we have Carlene Niver, and we just really adore Deja Vu and Carlene's.
Oh, thank you so much. So, I appreciate that.
Well, you know, it's been 10 years. We thought it was time to get you on now, even though we've been trying for, because we've talked about it for years. But we actually were going down and having dinner. Well, we were just going down to have a
cocktail. Let's get serious. 4 o'clock cocktail.
Your new bar down at Carlene's, and you were there.
Yes.
So we ended up talking for about an hour.
And we did.
It, not just about the restaurant business, but also about a lot of things that were happening because you've been downtown for a while.
Right. About 24 years.
24 years. So that's how long Deja Vu's been downtown.
Yes.
Gosh, that.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Did you start that from scratch?
Yes. Yes. We did a little remodel and opened that. And it actually, the opening day, it snowed so hard in Redding that Keith Berry, that was next door, closed. So it wound up being good for us because, you know, they were closed and people still needed to eat, and that gave us our introduction to Reading.
Well, what really, besides the fact that Deja Vu is a hang, and I love what you've done over the coffee side, and this is oftentimes I meet girlfriends and we sit in a little couch down there in the coffee time or up there in the couch, the couches where we can really one-on-one and just like, you know, maybe only have an hour, but we can really get to a corner. I love that about what you've done with the remodel. But let's talk about what got you involved in being a business owner and a little bit about your past, like where you grew up. Let's talk a little bit about the past of who you are.
Okay.
And that you have this longevity and this staying power to stay in business this long.
Oh.
With all the goods and the bads.
Well, sure. Right. I mean, that's life. I grew up in Cottonwood. I wound up going to Red Bluff High and worked three jobs while I was going to school. I met my ex-husband now at the Green Barn, loved the owner of the Green Barn, learned a lot from her, Mary Steeb. We saw a restaurant for sale, a little cafe, and bought that and decided if we could make $100 a day, this is about 34 years ago. If we could make $100 a day, that we would be able to make it.
So that's if you grossed $100
yeah.
a day.
Yeah. Isn't that so funny? Now I think about it. And we were kids. We sat on the floor.
Your servers make more than that before noon.
I know. We sat on the floor and wrote out the menu. And it was breakfast. And I remember he said, well, we have to have biscuits and gravy. And I said, nobody's going to eat that. You know, why would you do that when you can have bacon and eggs? That's one of our biggest sellers.
Of course
still
it
today,
is.
To this day.
It's my guilty yes. pleasure.
It's everybody's.
Yeah. Everybody's. You know, oh, I'm not going to have them. Oh, but hey, would you like gravy with that? Yes, please.
Yes, please. Right? Right.
Sure. Just put it on there.
Yeah.
In fact, give me a cup of it to drink.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, to actually eat like soup.
Right.
Yes. So anyway, so that was the start, and it was called the Snack Box. It was in Red Bluff.
The Snack Box.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great little snappy title.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had that 14 years, sold it, took a two-year break, and then came up and opened Deja Vu.
When you
24
owned
years ago.
14 mm-hmm. years that you owned the restaurant in Red Bluff, so you get through, and I think they say in the business, if you can hang in the first three are the hardest, and then
right.
in the fifth, you decide whether you're going to stay in the game or not.
Correct.
So you were only doing breakfast.
Breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast
mm-hmm.
and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what were some of the hardships that you experienced? Can you share with us, like, you know, you'd never done this kind of thing before. You knew what it was to have three jobs. That's a hard worker.
Sure.
So you have the chutzpah. Right.
Exactly.
But what were some of the hardships in those first 3 years? And you were young.
I have to, you're going to laugh because I don't, you know, when you're young, you're not afraid of anything. Yeah, I didn't think about failing. If you failed, you got another job. So I can't, honestly, I think the hardest part was, it wasn't really about the business. The business came. The product was good. We had great customers. I love that community like I do Reading. I think it was just working 7 days a week. You know, it's a business. You know that.
Sure.
You're going to be there. You're going to eat.
It's your life. It's
yes.
your life. It becomes your life.
Exactly. It's a child.
And
you
a jealous mistress.
Exactly. You eat, breathe, and drink.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Still love it. So I don't. Mm-hmm. For me, it is hard because you put a lot of time in, but it's a. I guess I would relate it to like having kids.
Or a musician. If you're really a good musician, you never stop doing what you love.
Exactly.
And you're always making music with new food. It's an art form.
Exactly.
It's a business, but it's an art form.
And it
Absolutely.
Depends so much on your leadership and your managerial skills because the people that work for you, I mean, a lot of times that can be tough.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are working for you, you know, cooks, I understand, a lot of times are like horseshoers and that, you know, you get a good one and then for some reason they just pick up and they just want, you know, they
right.
wander off
right.
to someplace else. And, you know, I mean, once you get a good one, I mean, you know, you want to keep them and it's just like, well, and there's no reason they like it there. It's just, well, I just thought I'd go over here.
Right.
And
you can be
that
a
kind
bond.
Of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're here with Carlene Niver from Deja Vu and also Carlene's, mm-hmm. Two great places here in town. And when we get back, we're going to talk about her experiences with Deja Vu and how it got started here and things that you've seen in the town over the last 24 years. and, you know, the business climate, things that have changed and all that. 8:14 in the morning right here at KCNR, 96.5 and 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, run by your friends, started right here in Red Bluff and two branches right here in Reading. And you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Go on down there and find out how they are moving local dreams forward. And they do. They move local dreams forward throughout our region down here. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Carlene from Deja Vu and Carlene's.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:18 in the morning, 54 degrees. It looks like rain today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's where Linda does her shopping. If I'm not around, I know where she's at.
I have a very special guest this morning, Carlene Niver, who is the owner of Carlene's and Deja Vu for 24 years. Amazing. And Mr. Ken Murray. We were talking about Deja Vu used to be...
Wait a minute. Ken Murray, who has been here for a long time.
How many
time?
Years have you been in Reading?
48.
You remember Deja Vu, but somewhat differently.
Well, I remember Deja Vu. I had breakfast there yesterday morning. I'm old, but I can remember 24 hours back.
I was speaking more of 24 years ago.
Oh, boy.
It used to be called the Lady Lorenz. It was the Lorenz Hotel and Lady Lorenz Bar and Restaurant. I mainly remember the bar part, the parts I remember of all.
That was the bottom line.
Is that
remember?
The bottom line.
Yes. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay, so it used to be called the what?
The Lady Lorenz, and then the bar was the bottom line because actually below where Deja Brew is now, you would go down those stairs and go into the, I hate to say this, but the Greek Orthodox Church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was where the band was.
Ooh, how fun. Yeah, I like the bottom line. That sounds like a place that, let's go hang out at the bottom line.
Exactly.
I like it.
Right, very popular.
It was great. You could go over there and, you know, and drink until 2, because that's when the train was supposed to come into the train station, and then go stand out in the cold until 4 when it actually showed up, drove her up.
Okay, so
I missed that, Ken.
You would have, but he was lucky you just didn't fight. You didn't trip over him trying to get out of the
place. No, apparently not.
So 24 years, and you've redone it several times, and, I mean, 24 years, I mean, in business, because everybody knows restaurants. Most restaurants fail in, the first 2 years.
Yes.
You know, they say, you know, all the small businesses that start, out of 5 of them, you know, like 3 of them fail in the first, you know, first 3 years, and another, you know, percentage fails in 5 years. But restaurants are in a completely separate.
Correct.
Separate category. Most of them fail in the first 2 years.
They do. Yeah.
But you found the secret.
People say that to me all the time, and I don't know, honestly. I feel like it's just hard work. I think that you treat people the way you want to be treated. I wouldn't serve you eggs I won't eat. And it's that simple. You take care of the employees that you have and try to be consistent. I laugh because you had asked earlier about, you know, when I was younger. When you're young, you're dumb. You don't think about failing. That's not an option.
It's not.
No. So when we opened Deja Vu, I remember it was within the first week. I thought, oh, my gosh, what if? What if we don't make it? This is the first time I ever thought of that. And then you look at yourself and you look around and you go, well, I've got 25 employees. I can't fail.
Right.
I need your job.
Right.
So, you know, I think consistency is really
That's
the
a big
key.
Thing.
It is.
It always tastes the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad sense. I mean, because you can order 1,000 things there.
Right.
But the consistency is always good.
Right. Well, that's what you hope for.
Yeah. Quality. And there's extra special care. You've got great staff.
Thank you.
Been there for a long time.
Yeah. Love my staff.
Plus, okay, so then after a while you go, you know, I'm getting a little bored. I need more on my plate.
Oh, no. You know what? I was not bored. Jim Gironda, I love that man. Very intelligent man, very witty.
Former Marine, of course.
Right, yeah. So he came in. He used to eat in the restaurant all the time. And, you know, everyone knows that Jim's been sick for a long time. But he came in one day, and with that, I just love that smile. He looked at me, and he says, buy my restaurant.
Wow. What a compliment.
I know.
Whoa. Because those are like family treasures.
Oh, it is a family treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, he did such a great job.
And Penny worked her... Hanging off too.
Oh, Penny. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. Very
so
hard.
You decided after, I'm sure, due consideration.
Oh, yes.
And then you stepped into that one.
Stepped off the cliff.
Lots of family conversation.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the kids looked at me like, what, are you crazy?
Well, I've seen your kids in there, though, now.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you've got them all, right?
Well, yes and no. I have three. My husband, Eric, we have, you know, five together. His kids are smart. They went away and went to college. One of mine said, forget it. I'm not doing this for a living, but I'll help you if you need me. She's a nurse. So Woody and Annie, my oldest and my youngest, I couldn't do it without them. They're
then you
there.
Have your shadow.
My shadow?
Your son who
That's
is
Woody.
Woody.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh,
who,
are you kidding?
Who is right there doing, mm-hmm. You know, everything from A to Z to be mom's helper.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That's so fabulous.
Right. Very lucky. And we get along good. Thank
yeah.
goodness.
So you took over Geronda's and made it Carlene's.
Yes.
And another successful business.
Oh, thank you.
It is. And if you walk in there, you get an immediate feeling of, it's almost like, I hate to say this because they use it so much, it's so trite, about Cheers. You know, you walk in and, you know, you kind of like, we were there like 2 minutes before you opened. And the bartender goes, Dad, come on in, you know, and sits us down and pours us drinks. And it's that kind of thing that's like you feel welcome. Again, you've redone the menu.
Yes. And actually, we are very close, within a week of a spring menu. So I'm pretty excited about that. Leo Cardenas is my head chef. Amazing, amazing man. Just love him. He's great. So, we're pretty excited. And it took, you know, it takes time because Jim and Penny did such a good job and big shoes to fill. You know, you come in and you think, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? And then just turn of events, you start changing things and morphing into Carlene's.
So with everything that's changed downtown, and we know that the park is behind you and that people were worried, you know, the needles at some time. And all the other caca that would happen in that park behind you.
Yes.
Did you have a time in your life through those moments before the park was built, you know, where it's now in another resurgence? Did you have a time when you said, I can't do this anymore? Or what was the deciding factor to say, I'm in this for the long haul, good, bad, and indifferent? I'm downtown to stay and grow your business. I want to hear your thoughts.
You know, the park is actually, I have to say, amazing. I'm so glad they did that. You drive by there, obviously, and it doesn't take a genius to see the difference. It's clean. It's gated. No, I can't say that I've ever said I can't do this or I don't want to do this. I'm frustrated like everyone else, obviously. I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say that. But I'm invested in downtown. I now obviously have two businesses, but I think you can't, I kind of a half full cup, not a half empty. I feel like you just have to push forward. I try to just pay attention to my business. I want everyone to succeed. We have Wilda's, we have the park, Fratelli's. We have some good, Shameless, I love them. We have some good businesses downtown, and we have some really nice stores to shop. Enjoy Magazine. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm surrounded by the good, not really the bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, we also have K2's building, and then they're going to build right across from you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take down that parking structure. I'm not sure how that's going to affect business. They said there's going to be other parking, but they are going to build another parking structure there.
Right.
But it looks like with everything they've got going downtown that there's going to be a lot more people, which ought to be really good for the businesses downtown.
Absolutely. We're building downtown. I think we're all a little concerned, I'm going to say that as a whole, about parking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about businesses coming. That's perfect. We need that. You know, that's what's going to – we're going to be the hub. You know, when I go to a town, I'm looking for the old part of town, San Diego.
Yeah.
I love that. So I think that's going to be a positive. Little concern about the parking, but I've been around long enough. I tell my kids this. I'm an old dog. I know not to panic. Wait for it.
See what happens, because I think things are going to work themselves out there.
Absolutely.
And they're talking about having a movie theater downtown. I mean, this is all just great, great, great news.
Carl, you're going to laugh. I had no idea about the movie theater.
I had heard that.
Love that. That
they're talking about. That's one of those over there where the parking structure is in the multi-use building. I heard they're looking at really hard at putting a movie theater in there.
Oh, my goodness.
And you think about that this downtown, and if they're smart, they'll do some other things downtown by maybe making part of it some cobblestones and bricks and things like that, you know, trees on the corners.
Right.
You know, that, you know, it's going to be great for business.
I think so. You know, they are doing a beautification in front of Carlene's also. You know that. They got some funding. So in front of Carlene's, the entire street will be completely redone, and the trailhead will be on Riverside.
That's
pretty exciting.
That's really exciting. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to maybe branch out, have maybe an outdoor?
I would. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
We will see. Mm-hmm. But that obviously.
That would be beautiful right there.
Oh, it would be great.
Well, we appreciate you, and we.
So much for being with us.
Yeah,
today.
Really. We just think that what you're doing is incredible. We love your staying power. We had a great time when we had cocktails at Carlene's. In that little bar area, we raved about it. We told everybody about that. You know, that was really cool. Your staff was fabulous, and it was great to talk to you. And so we've invited you to come on because we wanted everybody to know a lot about you and your history.
Everybody knows Deja Vu.
25 right. years is
but
a long time, girl.
But they don't know Carlene and how it got there and how it started, and then now, you know, how Carlene's became. And a lot of people didn't realize that, you know, you and Jim have been very good friends for years.
Oh, yeah.
And that he felt like if he could hand it off or sell it to somebody, it would be you.
You know, it's so funny. One day I looked at him because he was pretty persistent. I looked at him and I said, Jim, why me? I was in a panic. And he just laughed calmly like Jim does. Mm-hmm. He says, I don't want it back.
Oh,
and on that note,
I love that. Yeah.
That
oh, sure.
That speaks volumes.
And 2 years from now, oh, by the way, you get it back
right?
because I can't make my payments
there's
and the place
no
is
way.
Destroyed.
Yeah, there's no way I could fail.
Somebody came by here once and said, we'd like to do a lease on your station. And then I looked at each other, looked at them, and after we stopped laughing, and the person slunk out of the door.
Correct.
So, okay.
Thank you so much.
Deja Vu and
Carlene's.
Carlene Niver. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I feel like such an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's been really fun.
8:30 in the morning, it's 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her very well-trained staff can help you. Give them a call at 226-8350. You learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back.
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss. Just as long as I get my kids.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys in Calgary. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking wild, the sun is sinking low, we can go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 at 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:35, 54 degrees. Looks like rain today and tomorrow, possibly Thursday. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. If you've got any questions about insurance, give her a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Well, besides Ken Murray in here, who usually comes in on Tuesdays,
good
and
morning,
I just kind
Ken.
Of like had him here. We also have, and we've had Carlene Niver, who's from Deja Vu, and now
owner
we have Rob Burrows, because Rob Burrows of Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, this is the time.
Yes, we've got our fundraiser coming up. We've got all kinds of great things that are happening right now at the museum.
Yeah.
If you've been watching anything on Facebook, we've got all our new marquee up in front of the building.
I saw that.
We've got all of our new signage and graphics up.
Shared that out.
On Friday, we passed our final inspection. Yesterday morning, I picked up our occupancy permit, and we're going to open a soft opening on May 18th, which is Armed Forces Day. So we are open for business, and we'll be open to the public May 18th. So it's no longer a dream night now. It's reality. It's happening. We're starting to fill the building full of all the archivable items and some display things and along that line. And as this facility grows and becomes packed to the corners, which it already is, we'll continue to work with the county and get the groundbreaking.
You've got a bunch of stuff in a warehouse, too.
Well,
you've got so much stuff.
We have 7 semi-trucks packed, and that came out of the other museum out by the airport. And we have an airport hangar that's packed to the ceiling also. I mean, we're loaded the gills waiting to get this moving forward as we go. I mean, it's happening, but it's just, time consumption.
So now you're going to have people, volunteers. Are you looking? Who is going to put together the displays?
I will be. So we'll be doing everything in-house, and especially for this facility, because that's where we save our money. And then we're definitely looking for volunteers, but we're looking for skilled volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the items that we have are very expensive. They're old. The antiquities.
One of a kind.
Yes. And, I have a Charles Lindbergh collection that I have collected over the years, because I'm a pilot, and so I've been collecting since I was like 16 years old. And there's a one of a kind items that you'll never find again as part of the 1927 when he crossed from New York to Paris. And so those kind of collections and those kind of items, you don't find them every day. And so it's so important. We had uniforms, like one of our Civil War uniforms that goes back to about 1864, and it's worth $8,000, just that uniform, a blouse with a cover and a sword.
Did Ken, I don't know if you got a chance to go out to the
No, I wasn't in the Civil War.
I was going to ask you, was that yours? I was not going to ask that. I really wasn't. No, but I'm just talking about is, okay, so we're talking about the building down in Anderson right now, and we're talking about it used to be the bank.
Bank of America. 1959.
Which they the museum was gifted with. So this is where you putting all your displays out right now.
Well, it's more archive and repository than it is displays. So it's a storage facility where we're gonna items come in, they get cleaned, they get archived, they get digitized. And then by taking pictures and with all the information, the nomenclature, and then that will go on the internet.
Okay, just move your face over. That's what we're trying to say.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
Move the mic over there. but the big enchilada though is the museum itself.
That's right. That's the facility that'll be on Cottonwood Hill. And we've purchased that property. That property is belongs to the museum. 5.5 acres, and that will be a 30,000-square-foot building, three-story site. It will be one of the greatest views throughout the entire Northern California area. We'll have an observation deck on the top of that, and you'll be able – it'll have an area for 100 guests with a kind of like a cafe snack area up there also. So it'll be a venue for people to rent and be up there and have an evening in the warm summer air of Redding, California, or Northern California, and then to be able to enjoy the entire view as the sunset sets and the lights come on and you see the entire North Valley. Just absolutely stunning up there now. And when we raise that up 85 feet into the air, then it's just going to be absolutely gorgeous. And that's just a venue of the facility, not to include what's going to be inside.
Wow. Okay, and so one of the ways we do this is by raising funds.
That's correct.
Raising funds, grants, and all this. This is not. Well, grants, I guess, could be called your tax dollars, depending on where the grant comes from.
Well, we have in-kind grants also.
Right, and so, but the next big event, of course, is the fundraiser here on the 27th.
Is right around the corner.
April,
yes, Saturday
27th evening. At the Anderson's Veterans Event Center, and tell us about that.
All right. Well, that's on the 27th. It's a Saturday evening. And I know there's a lot of events going on that weekend, but if you're not going to somewhere else, we'd like to invite you to come out and be a part of the program. As we move forward with the museum, this evening is a dinner fundraiser. It's our largest event of the year, and it's where we raise the funds as we move forward. We still have some final dollars that we need to take care of there at the Anderson Building at 2110 North Street, and then the rest of the funding will start going up on the hill as we prepare to break ground for the new museum facility.
What's the cost of the new building?
The new cost of the building, well, we've looked at a couple of different scenarios, but we're probably looking at about $1.2 million, and that's with some in-kind donation to that. So there'll be a lot of in-house support that helps with that. I'll give you an example. The building that was donated to us there in Anderson, it's 6,500 square feet, the old Bank of America across from DuTech High School. It had a commercial value of $265,000. And now that we've done all the renovation, everything, put everything in it, a lot of it's in-kind and reutilization. We just had the insurance reevaluate that facility at $1.2 million. So in 2 years of sweat equity, we've increased the value by $1 million. So it can be done. I mean, that's not paying any wages. That is all sweat equity,
just
labor.
I'm not going to say I did a tremendous amount of work, but I was able to use my truck to bring stuff over. And when you were looking for things like that, and I was just amazed at the amount of work and the quality of work that was being done in there.
Well,
then now with the with just passing the inspection, but that your entrance is just absolutely fabulous.
Well, and the graphics, those were all donated by Pepsi-Cola of Northern California. They are a sponsor for us, and so they paid for all those graphics, and they help us with our events with different drinks and sodas and things like that. Outdoor Creations just donated that outdoor monument for us. And Joe and Scott at Outdoor Creations, I mean, that's an expensive monument, and they donated that in honor of our veterans in our community to say thank you. It's multiple businesses just like that. Rick with A1 Cranes, they came out and they delivered and dropped it in place at no cost. It's businesses who help support in little opportunities like this. Every single time they do that, that saves us $100. Well, the money was $3,200. So that saved us $3,200 plus the installation.
Yeah.
So that's how fast things can happen when people join in and help us with that. And we are so grateful for all the different businesses who have stepped up and made donations. And they may not make a little bit here or there, but when you add all those items up, it's thousands of dollars that they have donated.
Absolutely. You know what? We're going to take a break, but before we do that, we have a table there, and we're going to give away some seats at our table.
Yeah, two tickets, two dinners and seats at the KCNR table. And so we're going to take a caller right now. Again, the date is the 27th. That's Saturday, the 27th, and it'll be at the Anderson Veterans Event Center. So give us a call here, 605-4567. We'd love to have you sit at the KCNR table and give us a call. We're going to take a break here. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
It's our time to take a stand. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are. over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to PowerhouseSolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Totally Trucks has immediate openings for an automotive parts installer and a suspension drivetrain technician. For more than 30 years, Totally Trucks has been outfitting vehicles with aftermarket accessories. We are looking for someone who is an automotive enthusiast that has a passion for customizing vehicles. We install everything we sell, from suspension kits, wheel and tires, performance upgrades, and much more. If you take pride in your work and want to have fun at your job, apply today in store or email us at totallytrucks@yahoo.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop. They take appointments now, so you don't have to wait because the place is always filled up with people wanting their haircut. We're here with, of course, Rob Burrows, who heads up the Northern California Heritage Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's only been 10 years. I'll get it eventually.
Right.
And, of course, Ken Murray, who has fought. He was a veteran and fought in several wars. In fact, people don't know this, that he was the one that led Teddy Roosevelt's horse up San Juan Hill.
Yeah, and you were there putting horseshoes on
him. I was putting horseshoes. He's still trying to get over my comment about horseshoers and cooks. Anyway. And Rob here.
The love
is
with
their,
that. You just would
their,
understand.
They have fundraisers during. They have MASH. They have MASH Bash.
We do. We have MASH Bash and the Blue Doctor Ball.
Football. Yeah.
And
that's
and
right.
And we just had the Black and White Ball right there at New Year's. And,
uh-huh.
We've had some wonderful events.
Now, let's just get serious about this. The building that we're going to put up, I say we because this is going to be a community thing, is, I mean, how close is it? I mean, do you need like a surge and then you can start, or can you kind of like do it how you've been before? You start and you just keep building.
Well, we were supposed to break ground in November, but because of the car fire, that set us everybody completely back in Shasta County. So right now we're waiting, working with Shasta County, waiting to get some finalization from them so we can break ground.
Okay.
And so we were hoping to break last November, so maybe we can break ground this next November. Phase one is exactly what we're looking to start off with, which is the all the infrastructure and the park area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be moving that Canberra bomber that's out at the airport. That'll be one of our key aircraft that'll be out there for the outdoor exhibits. And so all of that will be all the exterior exhibits, including aircraft and the waterfalls and the flags and memorial and monuments. All that's part of phase one. And then that will help us raise the funding for phase two.
Okay.
Phase two is the facility itself.
So now you're talking about leveling the ground, and being able to put in like cement, asphalt, and then different
all the septic systems, because we're standalone. We have our own well, so we have to do all of our standalone well with all of our own water testing and pump systems. We'll have a fire systems. We'll have a big tank out there for all of our fire suppression system. We have to have an underground storage tank area for all the water runoff. That'll all be underneath the parking lot. And then so all that goes in. That's all the substructure that goes in. And then from there, the parking lot goes in, all the planters. And like I said, that's where we'll have the memorial area that'll be in front of the main museum. That'll have the monuments and then the flags and then a water feature that'll be there, a large waterfall area. And so that'll be all part of phase one. It's almost like a park area.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, phase two is the actual construction of the facility. So we'll use phase one to build phase two.
When you see something like this, Ken, a museum like this, what's in Anderson, of course,
Shasta County,
coming down the freeway. Is this another thing that will have another piece of the puzzle that brings people to Redding? Shasta County, I should say.
Sure. I mean, it depends on how it's presented. I don't mean how it looks, but how it's presented as part of Shastacade Wonderland Association advertising or, you know, whatever.
It should be part of when Shasta Cascade Wonderland starts advertising, be a big part of it. Is that, you know, the museum?
Well, the facility is going to sit right on the edge of the freeway. That's how it's designed, right on the pinnacle of that hill. And it's the last hill facing the northern area of the valley. So, I mean, it's going to have views from all over that facility. And so when you're driving down the freeway, you're going to see this three-story facility on the left-hand side as you're just coming down past the 273 exit going north. And when you come south, the whole north side of the facility is going to be glass. So when you're coming south on I-5, you're going to be looking right into the lit building. So you're going to look in there, and you're going to see the different icons. Because we will have aircraft and things like that will be hanging from the ceiling in the event center, which is on the north side.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to be – it'll be all lit. We're going to make sure that we utilize our lighting properly so that it's very enticing. And because that's free marketing right there on the edge of the freeway. And so how we do it, how we prepare it, and how it's inviting to the eye as people pass that will be the invitation for them to, hey, what was that? Let's go back and take a look.
I want the coffee concession.
We will have a coffee concession there. There will be a small cafe and a kitchen to help offset the catering.
I'm working on the Wind River one, too, but I don't think I have a chance.
And by the way, Robert and Jeff, I'll give you a call after the show. You did win tickets to sit at the KCNR table for the Northern California Veterans Museum banquet. Again, that's April 27th. Tickets are still for sale, but we will have a table there as well. That's the Anderson Veterans Event Center. And how did one go to buy tickets?
They can give us a call at the museum office. It's 378-2280. That's 378-2280. They can also go to Eventbrite, and we will have tickets on sale at Eventbrite also for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
What's the program?
Pardon me?
What is the program?
The program is going to be an evening of we'll have some patriotic music that will be sung there, and we'll have a guest speaker, and we're still waiting on a final confirmation on our speaker. And then basically we'll be having just a nice dinner and an auction fundraiser for the facility.
Oh, there's an auction. Yes. I love auctions.
So I love auctions.
The biggest thing is we're going to bring everybody up to date with where we are at and what's going on, because now we're getting ready to open the doors.
Great.
So we have this last month, we have just jumped an enormous gap, a hurdle that we've been waiting for so long.
You know, a lot of people, I know some people may know this, a lot of people don't, that Rob and I were over at Fallujah in Iraq at the same time. And we overlap a few months there.
Oh, 06, 07.
Yeah. And the CBs were out there clearing roads and running up and down the highways out there. And you can probably talk about ID Alley and all this. But we were there. And it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of, it's one of those things that two people.
Cross paths. 12,000 miles away.
And then come back to the same town. Like this, it's been interesting, and we've talked about it several times. Some of the things that have happened over there, the dinner is going to be, or the fundraiser, the annual banquet and auction fundraiser is going to be Saturday, April 27th, at the Anderson Veterans Event Center, of course down in Anderson. If you want to sponsor a table, it's $500. Seats 8 includes an $800 value drawing ticket package.
Whoa! Wow. And all
I didn't even see that one till right then.
Bastiani Arms is helping to provide the weapons or the
firearms. Bastiani Arms, of course, is our firearms dealer of choice.
John and Sarah.
Yep, John and Sarah. Super, super people. Tickets are $35 each. And it's just going to be a great event. If you can't be there, how do people donate?
They call us at the office when we set up an appointment. Now that we're going to be finalizing everything, we're still doing some finalizing construction as far as exhibits and some painting and things like that. So probably about May 1st, we'll start taking donations of items that come in the door. We've been taking...
I'm talking about people want to donate money.
Oh, well, they can go ahead and donate on our website or the Facebook at PayPal.
Right.
Or they can go ahead and write a check directly to the museum, and we can go ahead and receive that there at the facility.
It's a 501.
We are a 501c3.
So you can write that off.
Organization, and we are California Trust. So the California Trust portion of our program helps to take care of our Homeward Bound veterans and our Silver Star widows and veterans, our 65 and older veterans that are in need for emergency services.
There's a lot of things you guys get involved with.
Every day we're helping our community.
There you are.
Every day.
Well, thank you, Rob Burrows. Appreciate you being here, and I'm sure it'll be a successful event.
Well, as usual.
They're always really good events, and we always want to invite as many people as possible because this is how we're moving forward in this program.
And as promised, I said I was going to give 2 tickets away for the Red Bluff Roundup and $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks. This is complimentary from our Black Bear Diner sponsors. And we're very excited about the Red Bluff Roundup as well. So a first caller here at 605-4567 is going to get you that special package. So hurry up and call before the show's over, and we'll announce your name. We've got about a minute left.
It's the Sunday.
It'll be Sunday, April 21st.
That's actually
Easter Sunday, and it's at 1:30.
The week before, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center 2019 Annual Banquet and Auction Fundraiser.
Great night. We invite you to be there to help support us in our community.
Right.
This is about all of our veterans.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rob. And Ken, I'm sorry, man. Ken comes in on Tuesdays, and it was just things just kept adding on.
Carl's not very organized.
I'm pretty organized, but not on for some
it's,
reason
it's
today.
It's used to having junior Marines.
The other troops
carrying out that load.
The other thing happened. Somebody put in Facebook that Rob is going to be on the show, and I'm looking down there, and I go, "Not today, but last week." And I look at that, and I call Rob and say, "Rob, I'm sorry, man. I must have blown. I've blown this, but I don't remember you being on." And then Rob comes back and says, "I don't know anything about it." So thanks, but the impetus was to get you on today.
That's right.
Michelle, congratulations. I'll give you a call after the show. You won the tickets and the Black Bear Diner. I know the calls are coming in, but we've already got our winner. But thanks for listening to us on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio.
Tomorrow we have the police department on. I'm not sure which member of the police department. The chief, every time he gives us something.
He rotates, guys, and it's really good
the way he does that because we learn something about each division that comes through here. And, of course, the Cascade Theater is going to be telling us all the neat things that are going on, too. And then Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be on. So we've got a whole bunch of things happening this week.
And thank you, Ken Murray, for always coming in on Tuesday. You're always bright and cheery and so funny.
Yeah, hear that, Carl.
Okay, well, you are, okay? You know, every so often that I can't keep it straight when you're going to be here and when you're not, all right? You know, some things you say, you know what, no. So, anyway, hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.